I don't care who you are, if you're a son or a daughter of God, if you'll get in there and seek God and do what God tells you to do, and you'll spend night and day in the Word with Him, reading and studying His Word, I believe He will use you to do even greater things than He's allowed me to do. He's no respecter of persons, is He? He'll use you. Why does He use me? I believe He uses me because I got in His Word and studied for years and years and years. I believe that's why He called me. I mean, just like Sharon, for instance. Sharon was sick and afflicted and dying at 40-something years old. She came to a healing school, heard the truth, repented of her sins, got healed. And, I mean, for years, that girl was in every class I taught. Tuesday night Bible study, every Sunday, every healing school. For years, she was in every one. She's studying the Word of God at home. Now then, she works for us every week. And when she prays for people, what happens? People get healed. God heals them. He's using her mightily to do great things. But all the people, all the girls and guys that work with us, all are seeing God do awesome signs and miracles and wonders. It don't make it if Cheryl prays for somebody, Pat prays for somebody, or Rosemary prays for somebody. It makes no difference. Dave, whoever, if we pray for somebody, we find their sin, we get their sin repented of, we pray the prayer of faith for them, God shows up for them. Isn't that amazing? It is amazing, but He's an awesome God. But He says there, God will be gracious and say, set him free, do not make him die, for I have found a ransom for his life. And of course, that ransom today, what is that ransom? It's the King. It's the blood of Jesus. So if we repent of our sins, God will set us free. Now then, let's go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10. Proverbs 4, 10. And let's read that one verse, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be few. Is that what he said? What, if you obey God, how many years are you going to have? Many. Now, which way do you want it, few or many? Many. I want many also. So if we want to have many years of life, what have we got to do with the Word of God? Obey it. You got to read it and hear it and obey it. Now verse 20 through 27. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Is it important what you say? Yes. Barry, if you want to have a long life, you got to learn to control your tongue. 25 and 26. Let your eyes look right on, and let your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder your path. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Verse 27. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Now then, if you want to live a long, healthy life, you're going to do it His way. People will say, I don't believe the book. It don't make a difference whether you believe it or not. God could care less whether you believe His word or not. He wrote the word. It's settled in heaven, and you're going to live your life. You're going to live and die by the Word of God, whether you believe it or not. God said it, it's done, it's there. And if you'll do what He says, He will set you free. Matthew 8:13. I want to show you a story here in Matthew chapter 8, verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the same hour. Now then, the story that we're reading about here, Jesus was out there and a Roman centurion came to Jesus and told him, I need you to heal my servant. And Jesus immediately said, I will go and heal him. And then the man told him, said, I'm not worthy for you to be under my roof. If you will just say the word, I know my servant will be healed. And Jesus stopped and said, I have not found such great faith in all Israel. What's he looking for?
Faith.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with faith, nothing's impossible. But if you don't have faith, you ain't going to get it from God. He demands that you have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. You got to believe. It doesn't make it here what the circumstances are. I mean, you got to have faith. When you look at that little girl in there and she's tore all to pieces, and that little critter sitting on your shoulder says, you know, that one he can't heal. Now, you got to have the word hidden in your heart. Because if you don't have the word hidden in your heart, that little voice is talking into your ear saying, that one, look at that. Impossible. Brain stem severed. Eyes jerked out of her brain. Impossible. Nobody can heal her. Even God can't put her back together. Well, I got news for you. I've seen God put them back together like that. That little girl is running and playing today. Just to tell you how normal she is. The other day she come running over here. She just had her 12th birthday. This was 3 when this happened. She come running over here and says, Grandma, I need you to take me shopping. And Grandma said, well, honey, Grandma don't have any money. Oh, she said, that's okay. Go get Granddaddy. He has lots of money. He'll buy me what I want. That sound like a normal woman? That sound like a normal granddaughter, doesn't it? Granddaddies have always got all the money in the world, right? Especially when they're 12 years old. They know Granddaddy's got everything they need. Well, Granddaddy does. He usually goes and gets her. I usually buy her everything she wants, except for her birthday this year. She wanted a horse. And I had to say, no, I'm not going to buy her a horse. Oh, she fussed at me. She wanted that horse. She done everything. She finally come over. I told her, I said, now stop bugging me or I'm not ever going to buy you a horse. So she goes over to Grandma. So Grandma, will you? She wants Grandma to bug me. Does that sound like a girl? I mean, she knows what she wants and she's going to do whatever she has to do get it. You know, well, she ain't got it yet. So I'm going to have to wait. She's a little bit bigger. You know, she needs to be a little bit bigger. But anyway, Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. When you get prayed for today, after you've repented of every sin, I don't care what's wrong with you, what are you supposed to believe? Am I going to be healed when Thurman or Pat or Dave or whoever prays for me? Am I going to be healed when they pray for me, or am I not going to be healed? I'm going to be healed. Why? Because the Word of God says, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall get well. I'm going to receive my healing. And you start out the door, just like I told Jack Butler that time when Jack came here. He was a Baptist and he'd never seen any healings. And he came here and said, I hear that God heals in this church. I said, yes, he does. He said, well, I've had a back problem for a long time, and I want you to pray for me. I said, well, let's see what kind of sins you got. What? I said, yes, sins is what brought this on. So I said, what do you do for a living? He said, I'm a businessman. I said, okay, so you're a businessman? I said, so let's find out what kind of a problem we got here, and let's get all these sins repented of. So he began to find out he had several sins. You know, it's amazing how we got sins. We don't know sin. You know that? But he began to get rid of his sin. And when he got them all repented of, I said, now that's all of them. He said, I think so. He said, I believe now. And he said, I've been in church a long time, and I've gone to a Baptist church many years, but I never heard anybody say that sin and sickness were directly related. I said, well, they're directly related, let me tell you. So I said, you get all your sins repented of, I'll pray for you, and I'll guarantee you Jesus will forgive you and heal you. Now then you say, how can you guarantee the Word of God? Well, if there's anything in the world I can guarantee, it's God's Word, right? I mean, the rest of the stuff I don't guarantee, but God, I guarantee God will do what He said. And so Jack repented. I laid hands on him. I said, now then, how do you feel? He said, it don't feel no better. It still hurts just as bad as it did. I said, well, now you got to believe it's done. He said, well, Thurman, it's just as hurt. I said, but that's not the way you do it. You believe it and you begin to thank Him for it. And I said, so as you walk out this door, you praise Him and thank Him, worship Him for your healing. Well, he said, how long is it going to take? I said, that's up to God. I don't know. I said, it may get done instantly. It may happen the time you get to the car. It may be a day, a week, a month. But I'm going to guarantee if you keep praising Him and you walk holy, it will happen. Okay, he said. So he started to think, Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you that I'm healed. Oh, Lord, thank you that I'm healed. He didn't get to the car, and the pain was gone. The next Sunday, Jack came back and he said, "Pastor, what you teach works." He said, "I got healed before I got to the car and I had a pain all week." I said, "Have you sinned any more this week?" He said, "Absolutely not." I said, "Don't, and it won't come back." And so 2 or 3 or 4 years have come and gone, and he ain't never had no more back trouble. And he's learned how to pray himself now. I mean, he's seeing God do awesome things himself. In fact, the other day he was on the way down to Houston with one of his crews. He's in the construction business somehow. And one of the radiators went bad on one of their vehicles and had some leak or something. They stopped in a place, and the guy was working on it. He come out a little while, and he said, "I'm sorry, sir, but this radiator can't be fixed. He's going to have a new one." And Jack said, "My boss can fix radiators." He said, "Oh, who is your boss?" He said, "Jesus Christ." He said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, do you believe in prayer?" The guy said, "Well," and Jack said, "Well, I do, so let me just pray." Now, right here in a business place, he said, "Let me pray and ask God to fix that radiator." So the guy said, "Okay." So Jack prayed a beautiful prayer, "Lord, fix the radiator in Jesus' name." He said, "Lord, thank you." So as soon as he said thank you, a guy come running out and he said, "Say, boss, I just figured out a way I'd fix that radiator for that guy." And he fixed it, and they put it back in the truck, and Jack and him was on the way in just a few minutes. And the guy thought, what a coincidence. That's what we always do, isn't it, sir? What a coincidence. When God shows up and does something wonderful for us, it's just a coincidence. No! It was no coincidence. And how long did it take him? The minute Jack said thank you, the prayer was answered. And God moved on that boy's heart and told him how to fix the radiator. And he come out and fixed it. Isn't that something? Isn't God awesome? Now, as we have believed, so shall it be unto us, right? So we don't believe I'm going to be healed. We believe maybe I'm going to be healed. We believe we're going to be healed, right? There ain't no doubt in our heart that when we get every sin repented of, we know we're going to be healed, right? That's what you got to believe, because God don't honor wishy-washy faith. Now, let me take you to a scripture that'll confirm what I'm telling you right there, that he don't honor wishy-washy faith.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "I Thought You Were a Man of Faith," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.